Japanese logistics firm taps JPYC to pay thousands of drivers. A Japanese logistics company plans to start paying thousands of its transportation contractors directly in JPYC, the country's regulated yen-denominated stablecoin, according to a July 20th report from Cointelegraph. The rollout would move driver compensation off the standard bank batch payroll cycle and onto a token that settles in minutes and redeems one-to-one for Japanese yen. The scale is the notable part. Individual firms have experimented with stablecoin payouts before, but a plan to pay a full contractor base of transportation workers pushes JPYC past pilot territory and into recurring, high-volume payroll. That is a different test than treasury settlement or cross-border remittance, which is where most enterprise stablecoin activity has clustered so far. The yen stablecoin steps into payroll. JPYC is a yen stablecoin issued in Japan and backed to redeem at parity with the fiat currency. Its pitch has always been domestic utility rather than dollar-denominated trading, and a payroll deployment is the clearest expression of that so far. Instead of a driver waiting on a scheduled bank transfer that clears in a batch, the contractor receives JPYC that lands quickly and can be held, spent, or redeemed for yen on demand. For a logistics operator running a large pool of independent drivers, the appeal is operational. Contractor payments are frequent, variable, and spread across many small amounts, which is exactly the kind of flow that traditional payroll rails handle slowly and with per-transfer overhead. A programmable token settles the same obligation without waiting on bank cutoff times or interbank clearing windows. Real-world settlement, not a trading story. The distinction here matters. Most stablecoin headlines are about supply figures, trading volume, or reserve composition. This one is about a company using a stablecoin to discharge a real repeating liability to real workers. That is the utility case that regulators and payment incumbents have been asking stablecoin issuers to prove. Japan has spent the past year building the legal scaffolding for exactly this. The country reclassified crypto as a financial instrument earlier in 2026 and has moved on multiple fronts alongside its regional peers. A regulated yen stablecoin being used for domestic wage-type payments sits comfortably inside that framework, rather than testing its edges. Tether has argued that stablecoin adoption is being driven by everyday users rather than traders, citing 30 million new wallets a quarter. A payroll deployment is the corporate side version of that same thesis. Adoption that comes from getting paid, not from speculating. The gap between getting paid and spending it receiving wages in a stablecoin only closes half the loop. A driver paid in JPYC still needs to buy fuel, groceries, and everything else in an economy that prices things in yen and runs on cards and bank transfers. Redemption to a bank account works, but it reintroduces the clearing delay the token was meant to remove. This is where spending rails become the missing piece. Cards that let a holder spend a stablecoin balance directly or convert it at the point of sale turn a payroll token into usable money without a manual off-ramp step. Ubit, for one, recently added direct stablecoin to bank payouts to shorten that exact gap. Until spend-side infrastructure matches the pay-side ambition, a large share of any JPYC payroll will simply be redeemed straight back to yen, which limits how much of the efficiency actually reaches the worker. There is also a practical caution. A driver holding wages in any token is exposed to the issuer's redemption guarantee. JPYC's model is full fiat backing with one-to-one redemption, which is the conservative design. But the counterparty question that applies to any custodial balance still applies here. The value of the payout depends on the issuer honoring the peg on demand.